Undeterred, Judy and I decided to finance the study ourselves, and we found an ally in Chris Perry, the director of research at Cambridge Hospital, who was funded by the National Institutes of Mental Health to study BPD and other near-neighbor diagnoses, so-called personality disorders, in patients recruited from the Cambridge Hospital. He had collected volumes of valuable data on these subjects, but had never inquired about childhood abuse and neglect. Even though he did not hide his skepticism about our proposal, he was very generous to us and arranged for us to interview 55 patients from the hospital's outpatient department, and he agreed to compare our findings with records in the large database he had already collected. The first question Judy and I faced was, how do you take a trauma history? You can't ask a patient, point blank, were you molested as a kid, or did your father beat you up? How many would trust a complete stranger with such delicate information? Keeping in mind that people universally feel ashamed about the traumas they have experienced, we designed an interview instrument, the Traumatic Antecedents Questionnaire. We called it the TAQ. The interview started with a series of simple questions. Where do you live? And who do you live with? Who pays the bills? And who does the cooking and cleaning? It progressed gradually to more revealing questions. Who do you rely on in your daily life? As in, when you're sick, who does the shopping or takes you to the doctor? Who do you talk to when you are upset? In other words, who provides you with emotional and practical support? Some patients gave us surprising answers. My dog, or my therapist, or nobody. We then asked similar questions about their childhood. Who lived in the household? How often did you move? Who was your primary caregiver? Many of the patients reported frequent relocations that required them to change schools in the middle of the year. Several had primary caregivers who had gone to jail, been placed in a mental hospital, or joined the military. Others had moved from foster home to foster home, or had lived with a string of different relatives. The next section of the questionnaire addressed childhood relationships. Who in your family was affectionate to you? Who treated you as a special person? This was followed by a critical question, one that, to my knowledge, had never before been asked in a scientific study. Was there anybody who you felt safe with growing up? One out of four patients we interviewed could not recall anyone they had felt safe with as a child. We checked nobody on our worksheets and did not comment, but we were stunned. Imagine being a child and not having a source of safety, making your way into the world unprotected and unseen.